Han was still looking behind him when he reached the intersection and triggered a set of motion-activated glow panels a few meters to his left. With a company of Sith still somewhere behind them, he knew better than to let himself cry out in surprise. But he couldn't help whirling around and pointing his blaster pistol down the adjacent hallway.
"Grandpa?"
Alana whispered again.
"Quiet means no blasting either."
Han stopped and turned to face her.
"I didn't pull the trigger," he said. "And I was being quiet."
R2-D2 flashed a couple of status lights, using the Jedi blink code to contradict him, and Alana shook her head.
"You were muttering again,"
she whispered.
"And I heard someone behind us."
Han raised his gaze, looking back down the way they had come. Angie and Leia were still behind them, Angie keeping a wary eye on their back trail, while Leia used the Force to smooth the dust. There was no sign of anyone else.
"Are you sure?"
he asked.
"Of course I'm sure,"
Alana replied.
"You were saying something about the little Smooka and how she was going to pay. What's a Smooka?"
Just another word for bad news,"
Han said.
"I meant, are you sure about hearing something?"
"I'm sure,"
Alana replied.
"There was a yell behind us. I think someone was surprised." "I heard it too,"
Leia said, joining them and also whispering.
"And I can feel them. Maybe a dozen presences about half a kilometer back."
"What about Zek and Terran?"
Han asked. He glanced down at Alana.
"You're sure you activated your tracking beacon?"
She turned her arm over, revealing an orange glow where the subcutaneous transmitter had been implanted.
"I'm sure."
"Blast," Han said. "They should have caught up to us by now."
"Maybe they have,"
Leia said.
"The Force is starting to feel empty behind that first group. Maybe a little too empty."
"Like Zek is hiding his Force presence?"
Han asked.
"Not quite," Leia said. "If that were the case, he'd just be drawing it in around himself. This feels more like a bubble. Like he's trying to hide more than himself. Terran, perhaps."
"He can do that?"
Leia shrugged.
"Luke can," she said. "I'm not sure about Zek."
"But if you can feel the bubble, then so can the Sith, right?"
"I'm afraid so,"
Leia said.
"They probably know someone is behind them, just not who or how many."
"Great. So they're probably thinking they need to make a move on us before it's too late."
Han looked up the corridor into the darkness beyond the active glow panels, trying to guess how far it continued before reaching someplace mazy enough for them to lose their pursuers.
"Looks like we need to make a run for it."
"We can't,"
Alana said.
"We're too close to the Bear Bell's nest."
"We are?"
Han glanced down at her.
"How close?"
Alana studied the floor.
"When was the last time you saw a Slash Rat or Breemil?"
she asked.
"Or a Granite Slug or Mooksie? Or even a sign of one?"
"I don't know,"
Han said, looking around the corridor again.
"About 30 minutes ago, I guess."
"I see what you mean, Alana,"
Leia said, also looking around.
"This area has been hunted out."
"Right,"
Alana said.
"But the way that it smells, we've got to be close to the nest."
"Good,"
Han said, starting up the corridor again. He wasn't sure how the smell fit in, but he did know that Barabels were voracious hunters, so being close to the nest would explain why they weren't seeing any vermin.
"We can use some reinforcements,"